Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and during this pledge drive, we're once again ending each show with news about what's going to brighten your skies tomorrow in the fall season. Yesterday, we spoke with Slate's Dana Stevens about upcoming films, and today we'll tell you about where to go after the movie or before the movie with a look at this fall's restaurant scene. Patty Lee from The Daily News joins me now to talk about this season's hot new dining spots. Hey, Patty, welcome to WNYC.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for having me.
So in terms of big restaurant trends this fall, one that I think stands out is Italian cuisine. Now, that doesn't sound like anything new. Pizza, pasta, never fallen out of favor in New York. But apparently now you see approaches that go far beyond, say, spaghetti and meatballs. What are you seeing in what is being called Nouveau Italian this season?
Mm-hmm. Well, it kind of started at the end of the summer. There are a lot of new Italian restaurants popping up downtown and now kind of all over different spots in New York City. Just this month, we have the opening of Sirio from the family behind the famed Le Cirque. We have Le Piccio in the Village from Joe Campanelli, who already has two other restaurants in the area, and then also Anticapessa in Williamsburg, and they're actually a restaurant that grew in Rome and is coming to New York for the first time. And everyone's kind of doing very interesting classics, not just Sunday sauce and, you know, pizza and pasta, as you mentioned before.
Moving on, Southeast Asian cuisine is another noticeable trend this season. Thai food has been popular in the city for a long time, of course, but I understand now we've got restaurants focusing on cuisine from the Philippines and Vietnam. Vietnam also, you know, not really that new in the city, but what's expanding?
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, Filipino is definitely something we haven't seen too much of, and the team behind Maharlika, which opened in the East Village last year, is coming out with the Filipino Gastropub. So that's going to be interesting how they're pairing these Asian-inspired drinks and beers with family-style dishes. Pig and Cow on the Lower East Side from a Top Chef contestant, Leah Cohen, is doing that kind of mix of having these Southeast Asian flavors from a little bit of all over and really putting the spice into her cuisine.
What's a Filipino dish?
Well, they have a variety of items, and one of the things that stood out at their old restaurant was kind of their plays with all different pig parts. So they have a sig-sig, you know, which has a snout and cheeks and ears, very unexpected, comes sizzling. You eat it with garlic rice, and it's very much a type of comfort food.
Another current phenomenon is street carts and other vendors without a fixed location moving into brick-and-mortar spaces. Which food trucks are moving on up to brick-and-mortar?
Well, not quite food trucks, but they're the market vendors that we've become so familiar with at the Hester Street Fair out in Williamsburg at the Brooklyn Flea. Mighty Quinn's, which is a barbecue, you know, pulled pork and brisket vendor, is moving into a space on Van Dyke Street. Macaroon Parlor, not quite a restaurant, but they just opened their cafe on St. Mark's, where they're actually expanding and not just doing macaroons, but coming up with all these different pastries. And then just yesterday, Smorgasburg has partnered with Whole Foods at their new cafe at the Bowery, where they're bringing in a rotating lineup of vendors, and starting off with Samita's, which is doing those Mexican sandwiches.
And we're seeing several art spaces get restaurants with very high pedigrees, aren't we?
Yeah, they're getting a lot of buzz. Marcus Samuelson, who's become very big in New York City up in Harlem, is at Lincoln Center. M. Wells Dinette, which closed down, unfortunately, last year, is back. And they're at PS1. And then the Public Theater just opened a new bar. That's going to be really interesting to see. You know, so it gives people so many more options after they're done with the movies or a show.
So we're done with a dingy basement museum cafeteria?
I think it's over.
Based on how buzz builds for a new place, depending on who's involved, is it fair to say that the era of the celebrity chef is far from over?
Oh, it's definitely not over. You know, a lot of them are still working on new projects. Harold Dutereau from Top Chef, who's really made a name for himself in the West Village, is opening the Marrow later this year. Michael Salakis is opening MP Taverna in Astoria. He has branches in Westchester and Long Island, so it's going to be great to see him in New York City in the five boroughs with that.
And for yourself, is there anywhere that's really surprised you to this season, like you can't stop recommending it to friends?
Well, Gonzo, which is a ramen spot in Brooklyn, is the place I love. And then La Maison du Croque Monsieur, kind of another trend where they're focusing on just perfecting one item, recently opened up, and they're doing different spins on that classic French sandwich, and that's been interesting, too.
That's like a French grilled cheese.
Yeah, a French grilled cheese. They have a kind of a creamy bechamel sauce that goes with it, and they're doing variations. So you can have an Italian one with mozzarella and sun-dried tomatoes. You can have a sweet one, both options.
Patty Lee from the Daily News with the season's hot new dining spots. Thanks a lot, Patty. It was fun.
Thanks, Brian.
Coming up on the Leonard Lopate Show right after the latest news, Tracy Letts and Amy Morton talk about playing George and Martha in the new Broadway revival of Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf. Wall Street Journal columnist Sue Schellenberger today as well, explaining what research reveals about when the best time of day is to perform certain tasks. Leonard Lopate Show, after the latest news, thanks for listening to The Brian Lehrer Show here on WNYC.